The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Now, welcome to the second service this morning. And I know the God you have come to meet will bless you and will grant you all your heart desires in Jesus' name. Destiny Preservation and Fulfillment, Part 2. Destiny Preservation and Destiny Fulfillment, Part 2. Destiny Preservation and Destiny Fulfillment, Part 2. In the first service, I made it very clear to us what destiny is. Destiny is God's plan for your life. Destiny is your life assignment. Destiny is God's blueprint for your life. God's blueprint for your life. In this service, I want to add to it that destiny is the place of relevance. Destiny is the place of impact and your place of success. Destiny is your place where you are relevant. Destiny is the place where you are successful. And destiny is a place of impact for you. Note that to miss your destiny is to miss the purpose and the reason why God brought you to this earth. So you must not miss your destiny. Destiny is the most crucial part of a person's life. Destiny is the most important part of a person's life. In the first service, I showed us two people who fulfilled their destiny. The first was Jesus Christ. From 1 John chapter 3, verse 8b, and of course, Paul from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. But in this service, I want to show us also a man called Moses. Moses was a man that fulfilled destiny. His destiny was to be a deliverer, his destiny was to affect his generation eternally, to deliver them from 400 years of captivity. And he connected with that destiny. And he never left that destiny till he died. He died at 120 years, Deuteronomy 34, verse 7. As that when he died, he was strong and agile. His natural strength was not abated. His eyes did not grow dim. He was strong and full of life till he died. He himself walked to where he was going to die himself. He fulfilled destiny in grand style. He's in heaven today. And he fulfilled the reason why God brought him here. He left the comfort of Egypt. He left the food of idols. And he said, no, I must fulfill destiny. Somebody is here today, you will also fulfill your own destiny. In the first service, I showed us 8 pathways to the fulfillment of destiny. Number 1, discovery of your destiny in God. If you want to fulfill your destiny, you must discover your destiny. Number 2, I said you must secure God's help if you want to fulfill your destiny. Number 3, I said you must have discipline, personal discipline. And under that, I gave us 4 different aspects of discipline. That we must be disciplined in our walk with God. We must be disciplined in time management. We must be disciplined in our sexual life. We must be disciplined with money management if you want to fulfill your destiny. I went on to number 4 to show us the power of focus for the achievement of destiny. I spoke about knowledge as a pathway to fulfillment of destiny. Goal setting. Honor for those ahead of you and humility. And of course, I concluded by telling us to embrace little beginnings. To embrace small. If you want to fulfill your destiny, you don't start climbing. Nobody starts climbing from the top. You cannot start climbing a ladder from the top. Any ladder you want to climb, you start it from the very bottom. From the first one, and you start growing little by little. Well, I believe the wisdom of God was passed to us in that service. And it will change our lives in Jesus' name. Well, I welcome you to this second service. And I'll be showing us further. Because destiny is a very important thing. And to fulfill a destiny, many things make a destiny to be fulfilled. It's just like a vehicle, a car. Many parts of the car are there to make the car to function. The contact set is there. If it's not working very well, the car has an issue in moving forward. The battery is there, as small as it is. If one head is there, one is not there, to start becomes a problem. The tires are there, four of them, if it's a normal car. And if one of them is down, the three is incapacitated. So, destiny is not a issue of just, I know this one alone, so my destiny is okay. No. There are many things that makes up a destiny to work. And God, in His infinite mercy, is showing them to us. May He give us the grace to adopt them in Jesus' name. Say a louder amen. In this service, we'll go further to show us more pathways to the fulfillment and preservation of our destiny. Number one in this second service is correct choices. To fulfill our destiny in Jesus, we must make correct choices. One thing that God has given to man is the power to make a choice. Your destiny or your tomorrow is determined by your choices today. Life is a product of choices. Joshua 24 and verse 15. The book of Joshua, chapter 24 and verse number 15. If it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day. Life is a choice. Someone say life is a choice. Choose ye this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers have served, that they were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, and whose land ye dwell. But as for me, somebody say as for me, and my house, our choice is to serve the Lord. God will never force His choice on you. God will never force His. If God calls you to ministry and you don't answer Him, don't worry, He has already called somebody else. God will never force His choice on you. It's a privilege for you to serve God in any capacity. If you are not there, a multitude will do it. Choices are important if you want to fulfill your destiny. Make sure that you go for quality choices. The quality of your life rises and falls in the type of choices you are making. When your choices are godly, the consequences are glorious. Wrong choices can be made easily, but the consequences are devastating. Wrong choices are very easy to make. I'm going to the beer parlor to take some harp so that I can be happy. Then the consequence of that choice is liver cirrhosis. Wrong choices are easy to make, but the consequences are devastating. When you are confronted with cheap options and solid choices, choose the solid one so that you can have a solid life. When you have two choices, choice A, choice B. Choice A is to be a Yahoo boy or a Yahoo girl. Somebody was telling me recently that they are probably more Yahoo girls now than Yahoo boys. Many girls using iPhone 11 Pro Max who are from homes that cannot hardly feed themselves. But suddenly, somebody says, this is a choice. This is how people are making it. If you don't go through this path, don't you know how it is? You want to die like this as a girl? Let's show you the way. Make the wrong choice. Enjoy it for 1, 2, 3, 4 years if they are engraced enough to get that long. And then their choices devastate them. A friend of mine, a very big businessman, was telling me, he came to see me recently and he said, in 10 years from now, he said, there will be a lot of mad people on the streets. Mad people. He said, there will be so many because of what the youths of nowadays are putting their hands into. Is it money? Is money there? Oh yeah, I'm going into it. Are you sure I will make money? Yes, let's go there. If I take my bath with this person's blood or with this cow blood. Somebody was telling me recently, say, Pastor, don't eat cow. I said, why? He said, people are now sleeping with cow. They went somewhere and they saw, the person saw cars. He said, what's happening? Why are there so many cars here? He said, at that place, they're selling cow. But they normally go there to sleep with cow. After they sleep with cow and they sleep with you, what do you expect? You now begin to behave like a cow. And what's a cow for? To be slaughtered. Right choices will help you to maximize your destiny. Wrong choices will always terminate destiny. Always go for solid choices. It might look old-fashioned. It might look as if you are not, you don't know what's going on. You don't know what's in vogue. Let your destiny be important to you. Don't play kite with your destiny. You know what? There's no second chance for destiny. After death is judgment. So if you allow somebody to play kite with your life by introducing you to wrong choices, then there's no other way out. But I pray for everyone here today, nobody here will submit himself to wrong choices. Pathway to destiny fulfillment number two in this second service is be determined. Destiny is only fulfilled on the platform of determination. Life is full of dangers and challenges, but you must be determined before you can be successful. It is easy to get started, and it's also very easy to quit. Don't quit. I don't know what business you are doing. I don't know which job you are doing, and you want to chicken out. You say, I'm going. I've not gotten another job, but I'm going home. I'm tired. I'm tired. It's just the devil trying to push you out of your inheritance. You must be determined before you can be successful. You have to be determined. It's your destiny to get married. You're already married, and the devil is telling you, yeah, fashion your husband. Pack your load. Go back to your father's house. In your father's house, you'll be eating a lot. In your father's house, you'll be eating a lot, but you are now a stranger there. You have to be determined. This thing must work. Many times, you might feel like quitting life. Like you should not pursue life again. But please don't stop. Many times, I see before they even tell you to quit school, you yourself, you are in. Even though they say, yeah, you did not go to school. You didn't go to school. Now begin to call all those that did not go to school. What about those that went to school? This one did not go to school. Without one did not go to school. And they made it. Your destiny is to go to school. Don't chicken out. The Bible says, he that began a good work in you is faithful to complete it. God that started something good in you, I gave you admission, isn't it good enough to make sustain you? But you have to be determined. Your spirit must not be down. Your heart must not be weary. You are facing a battle, quite all right. But it doesn't mean that because you are facing a battle, you should now chicken out and say, I'm not doing it again. I'm not going to that school again. I'm not going to try again. Many have abandoned the race of life because of lack of determination. And you know, when there's no determination, there will be no acceleration. Once there's no determination, there will be no acceleration. There's a man called Caleb in the book of Joshua chapter 15, verse 10 to 5. After doing exploits for so many years, at 80 years, he said, my strength is still like 40 years. He was a man filled with strength, filled with God's grace, filled with God's power. His determination was unprecedented. Give me this mountain. Even at that age, he was ready to move forward. Even at that age, he was ready to attack again. So at your age, you can't be tired. Say, I can't be tired. Say, I can't be tired. Caleb was indefatigable. Challenges of life notwithstanding. Pressures of life notwithstanding. Nobody here will drop off in the race of life. I say nobody here will drop off in the race of life. Anyone or anything that robs you of determination has robbed you of destiny. Immediately anybody robs you of determination to pursue what God has placed in your heart or to go along with God's plan for your life. Anything that waters down your determination has robbed you. It's like I'm robber that has robbed you of destiny. You want to do business? You will face challenges. You want to work in an organization? Oh, welcome to challenges. Just tell me one sector where you will play and you will not face challenges. You want to go to school? You want to be a student? Many of the things that are learnt in school are not necessarily things that you cannot learn out of school. But one of the reasons why you pass through school is because there are some rigor that a person passes through for 4 years, 5 years, or 6 years, as the courses are, that makes you a thorough person. Are you listening to me now? Leaving your house by 7 o'clock to catch up for an 8 a.m. lecture? Ensuring you are inside the bus on time, and then you're on a queue for so long, it's drizzling, you are still there. Because if you don't catch that bus, there's no other place to get into school. Immediately you get into school, straight you move to lecture room. You search for a place where you are going to sit in the class. You sit down, the lecturer comes in, you take notes. All these things are a training process to train your life to be able to excel in life. So it's not necessarily that if you study history, for example, you can be in your house and study all the history that they're teaching you in school. But there's a process going to school gives to you. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying this morning. There's a process. If you are not ready to follow the process, you can't go on with the products. So follow the process. Be determined. You want to be a boss and you have not served anybody. How do you want to survive? If you are not diligent in another man's, the Bible says, who will give you your own? It's easier to work under a person than to own your own business. If you own your own business, you hardly sleep. You hardly sleep. If you are running a business and it's growing or it's a big business, your sleep has been pegged. Because if you sleep, it will slip off. So determine to excel. Whatever it takes in this company, they will not sack me. I will do well. It's when I'm ready to go, I will go. I will continue to do well. No matter what it takes, this business will not fail. No matter what you say, I will not go home empty-handed. I will not leave this school without a certificate. That's determination. I am not leaving this husband's house. Anything he wants to do, let him do. I'm here. This is where God planted me. I'm here. Except you take cutlass or cane to start chasing you around, to want to beat you. You know that one? He wants to kill you. But on except vitamin. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. You will not quit in Jesus' name. Grace to be rugged and resolute, receive it today. I say, grace to be rugged and resolute, receive it today. Number three pathway for destiny fulfillment in this second service is godliness. The Bible tells us in 1 Timothy 6, verse 6 to 8, that godliness with contentment is great gain. Godliness with contentment is great gain. In the month of September, we'll be very extensive on that and in that line of teaching. We live in a world where it's so difficult to be contented. If your desire is to fulfill your destiny, at every point in time of your life, you must be happy with God, what God is doing in your life. You must be contented and excited about what God is doing in your life. Solomon acquired so much. 700 wives, 700 concubines, 300 wives. Super adulterous man. But this same man said in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 8, he said, vanity upon vanity, you say all is vanity. I can't imagine how a man can have so much and still say everything is vanity. It tells you that contentment is so important in life. When you are contented, you will fulfill your destiny quickly because your major pursuit will be God. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, every other thing shall be added to you. Blessings shall be added to you. Help shall be added to you. Money will be added to you. Clothes will be added to you. Everything others are looking for just because you are godly and contented. Lack of being contented is simply telling God, I should have been bigger than this, but I don't know why you are so slow in answering my prayer. You are such a slow God. I know where my mates are by now. Immediately God begins to hear that, he removes his hand of help. But when your heart is excited, thankful, praiseful for everything God has done for you, you are glad for every single thing, your heart is full of appreciation, then you have signed up for the fulfillment of your destiny. Contentment with godliness makes a poor man rich. And discontentment makes a rich man poor. Contentment makes a poor man to be rich. Discontentment makes a rich man to become poor. When somebody is poor and is contented, he's rich. Ah, God, thank you so much. I even have where to lay my head today. I appreciate you so much. Ah, you are so faithful and kind. I can't imagine. Despite the economy, I am still able to pay my rent. Thank you so much. In this small place, in this big place. But a rich man that has six-room house with three living rooms, a study, kitchen, with swimming pool, we say, is this the house where I'm going to die after all these years I've been in this house? Six rooms. Is this six-room house that my mates are living by now? By now, I should be in a 12-room. I should have doubled up. Discontentment makes a rich man to become poor. Contentment makes a poor man to become rich. Somebody say amen. My prayer for you today is that the spirit of contentment will come into someone's heart in Jesus' name. Number four, pathway to destiny fulfillment is to serve God or pursue God. Serve God and then you will enjoy the best of God. Exodus 23 verse 25. Ye shall serve the Lord and he shall bless the bread and thy water and he will take sickness away from the midst of thee. The more you serve God, the more you fulfill destiny. No one can fulfill destiny in grand style who has separated God from his own life. The more you serve God, the more fulfilled you are. The more you serve God, the more he pushes you into your destiny. I told you in the first service, God is your helper. And if you are not serving your helper, then what do you want to do? He will not help you again because you refuse to serve him. You have a child. He said, my son, I'm going out. Please clean my car for me. He said, no, Daddy, I'm sorry. I'm browsing Instagram, sir. Then you call him again. My son, I want some yam with some soup. Please just serve it for me. He says, so sorry, sir. I'm actually on Facebook right now. I'm Facebooking. He says, oh, my son. Oh, there's light now. Oh, up NEPA. I on my shirt. I want to wear to church. Oh, he says, oh, sorry, Daddy. I'm on Yahoo now. I'm trying to check my email on Yahoo and Gmail. The next day, you go to him. He said, Daddy, my practicals is 40,000. My school fees is 35,000. Total is 75,000. He said, okay. Your guess is as good as mine. That's what most of us do. All our time we spend on our own personal agenda. What we feel like doing. Where we feel like going. Whatever we feel, that's what we do. Then when it's now time to ask something, we go, God is just looking and says, do I know your voice at all? Do I know your voice? When was the last time you did? When last was your hand stained from cleaning the chair, dust? When was your voice heard last in the choir? When last did you stand for long as an usher and your leg is failing you? Now open your smelling mouth and say, girl, do something for me. And say, my friend, will you keep quiet there and clear? Turn to your neighbor and say, serve God. It pays. Listen, friends, God is not a user. He doesn't use people. God doesn't use people. He's not a user. He blesses people. What do you have that you can give God? If you want to know how big and how small you are, just withhold your breath for some few minutes. Don't breathe out. Just stand. Don't breathe. You will see how small time the breathing will fall down. Use your breath for God. Use your strength for God. Use your resources for God. Use your talent for God. I love instrumentalists. There's one of them on salary. All these instrumentalists. One of them. Sometimes when I attend some of the other churches or when I'm not here, maybe in our church that is abroad, and I see people that collect salary I just shake my head. There is none of these people using their talent for God that will suffer in life. And any money they start earning, by the time they are working, or if they are already working, they will not use it for drugs or for illnesses. Say a louder amen. Amen. Use your strength for God. Use your talent for God. Your destiny will be fulfilled in grand style. John D. Rockefeller was the first American billionaire. He used to open the door. It was an usher that opened the door in the church. The first billionaire in America. Now you see a Kobonia in Naira. Kobonia in Naira. You can serve God. Kobo in Naira. Even if you are a millionaire in Naira, by the time we change it to dollar, you know it's a small money. 5 million Naira now. It's just $10,000. 5 million. $10,000. Gaskia. 10,000. 10 million Naira. 20,000. You put it 20,000 and you put it. 10 million. You pocket it like this. Nobody knows it. So relax. You are still going to a far place. You are still going to a far place. All this braggadociousness cannot help your destiny. It can't help your destiny. Serve God with your life. When you start having children, let them meet you in God's service. Let your children meet you in God's service. When they see your pictures, they say, Daddy, most of your pictures were taken in church. Most of your pictures were taken in service. Yes. Not taken with meaning like this in nice club. Say, can you see me when I was 18? Say, Mommy, it's a shame. I can't imagine. And you are telling me to live a holy life now. Oh, you were not living a holy life. I thought they said, like father, like son, or like mother, like... Serve God. It looks like a joke, but I'm telling you sincerely, friends, if you serve God faithfully and your life is not settled, I tell you, if you see me, slap me. You serve God faithfully. You do what He tells you to do. What they tell you from the altar here, you do it, and your life is not changed. It is impossible. But at the same time, if you don't do it, it is impossible, under impossibility, for an empty bag to stand agility. An empty bag can't stand like this when it doesn't have anything inside. It must go down. Nobody here will go down in life. I say nobody here will go down in life. Nobody here will go down in life. If I have a job and it doesn't allow me to serve God, I'll quit it. I've told you this story before. I was working in a particular organization with a very big logo of Z. And they sent me to Lagos. This church had not started then. said I was in Lagos for an assignment at the head office. And I couldn't finish the assignment by Friday. There was an assignment in the church. I wasn't a senior pastor then. There's an assignment on Saturday morning. We wanted to do a program on Saturday morning. And I was in Lagos. I phoned my boss. Sir, I cannot finish this assignment, sir. He said, ah, okay, no problem. They said you should come back on Monday. So wait there. Yeah, I mean, look for an hotel and we'll pay. I said, no, sir. I have to come back. I have a church program. He said, what do you mean? What do you mean? Is this the church that is paying you? We're the ones paying you. I said, don't come back. This is an important assignment that involves a lot of things for the bank. I said, sir, with due respect, I must go. He said, what do you mean? If you travel and you go for church program, you are sacked. I said, thank you very much, sir. It's God that is paying me. And he called the line. I went straight to the park. I got to Ilorin 1 a.m. in the night. 7 a.m. I was in church. I don't want to go further in the story because that same person now, though we are good friends, the difference is clear. The difference is clear. I've bailed him out several times on several issues after that. When you are with God, one with God is a majority. Somebody say amen. One with God is a majority. One with God is a majority. I've worked with this God small that I know he can never fail you. But the ball is in your court. It's left for you. It's a new day for you today. It's a new day for you today. I'm on number one now. Number five on how to fulfill your destiny is advance the destiny of others. Galatians 6 and verse 7. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. Advancing the destiny of others brings the advancement of your destiny. Do you want your destiny to be advanced? Advance the destiny of others. Do you want the destiny of others advanced? Do you want your own destiny advanced? Don't be a give me person. Be a person that is always looking for whose destiny to promote. Now, you are all here. Many are watching us from other locations. I've never for once called anybody personally or publicly, please give me something or help me for something. For what? What I have, I use it. I don't. No need for. But to advance people's destiny, we must look for avenues to do that. The more you advance the destiny of others, God will advance your own destiny. Don't be a person looking, shadowing people's things up and down. You don't need it. When you are in a church, look for avenues to better the life of others. It's a privilege. Don't start telling it all around. I'm the one that helped this person. I'm the one that helped that person. I'm the one. You don't need it. You have lost your reward by doing that. You don't need any public announcement for helping anybody. If you are not alive, or if you don't help that person, somebody else will help the person. Somebody say amen. It's a privilege. You were just given a privilege to help the person. So don't take any public service announcement and take it on Echo News. It's not necessary. Advance others' destiny. Help them. Be a blessing to others. Some students are so stingy when they are drinking bomb bitter and they hear any other student want to come in, they throw the bomb bitter immediately under the bed. Yeah, just behaving stingily. Yeah, just a stingy person. The seed that scattered, yet increased. The seed that withhold them more than his need, yet it turned to penury. The liberal soul shall be made fat. He that waters also shall be watered also himself. Proverbs 11, 24 to 25. Advance the destiny of others. Be a blessing. Your brothers, your sisters, as God gives you the privilege to help them, help them. If God gives you the grace to build houses that people can live free, give them. If God gives you the grace to pay people's school fees, do it with your right hand and your left hand must not know. If you do it with public service announcement, you have lost your reward. The reward of the braggadociousness is the reward of what you have done. Nobody needs to know. Just do it. You are pushing somebody's life forward. How can your own life now being padlocked. No. It can't happen. I pray for somebody here today. At your young age, you'll be a solution. At your young age, you'll be a solution. Not only to your family, to your generation. I said not only to your family, to your generation. Say a louder amen. That will be somebody's testimony. I said that will be somebody's testimony. I said that will be somebody's testimony. If you are that person, say a louder amen. Advance the destiny of others. Your own destiny will go forward. No power can stop it. Stretch your hands of love to somebody. If it's in your self-fellowship that someone is there, give a blessing to the person. Let us not love in words only, but in deed. I believe that's 1 John chapter 3, verse 8 or thereabout. Don't only love in words. Love is not only about words. Love is in deed. I love you. Just show it. It's a new day for somebody here today. I'm on number what now? Number 6, I need to rush. Number 7, key. Oh, I'm on number 6 now. Wow, I need to. I'll probably stop here because of time. Be prayerful. If you want to advance your destiny, be prayerful. Satan hinders prayer, but prayer hinders Satan. Satan hinders prayer, but prayer hinders Satan. If you want to advance your destiny, be prayerful. If you are serious about destiny, the issue of prayer must be very serious. Satan will do anything so that you will not pray, because he knows when you pray, your destiny will open up. He knows when you pray, your destiny of your children will open up. Every praying believer is a believer that the destiny will be fulfilled. Every praying believer is a believer whose destiny will be fulfilled. Every praying believer is a believer whose destiny will be fulfilled. Every praying believer is a believer whose destiny will be fulfilled. What a joy for those who are still young and who are not yet married. You don't have husband or wife that will disturb you, cook for me or do something for me or this. You don't have children yet. You spend time in the place of intercession. You invest into your future in the place of prayer. You stay on a spot till water circulates that place from the sweat of your body in the place of prayer. You pray in your spirit. You pray in your understanding. You pray in the spirit. You pray in your understanding. You pray in the spirit. You pray in your understanding. You pray in the spirit. You pray in your understanding. You pray. You are soaking yourself in the place of prayer. Energetically, desperately. You break the barriers. The barriers just, please, let's leave this person. Awala too much. Believers, don't be lazy. Don't be lazy. The issue of destiny is a warfare. Matthew chapter 11, verse 12. Since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. He's talking about destiny. The violent take their destinies by force. Nobody here will miss their destiny. I'll give you one more and then we'll close. My time is already gone. Number 7, pathway to destiny fulfillment is be responsible. Be a responsible person. If you want to fulfill your destiny, you must not be an irresponsible person. Don't be a guy that is looking for a girl to marry who will be giving you money for soup in the house. Who will be the one dropping money for soup in the house? Who will be paying the house rent? Who will be buying the fuel in the car and paying the children's school fees? Destiny is serious business. It's not for toddlers. Be a responsible man. If I don't have money to feed my family, to put clothes on their table, I will go and carry block. What's my problem? It's my hand. Does he have problem? I will go and carry block. I will go to labor and do it. Give me labor, let me do. Masculinity is responsibility. If you are going to be, you are going to excel in any area, you must be a responsible person. An irresponsible man has no future. So if your desire is to be a man that will fulfill destiny. Wake up from your slumber, men. I mean, the kind of many of the men we are seeing nowadays, it amazes me. It amazes me. You got this lady pregnant, and you have 9 months notice for her to deliver. Within that 9 months, you should have prepared for the delivery. That's responsibility. You got her pregnant. You shut down the light. Chai. So what are you looking for? You pay the rent this year. You have 1 year notice to pay the next rent. Why are you running about when you are about to pay another one? 12 more notice. You are in school. First session. Second session. Third session. You know, life is in phases. After first session, you have holiday. How can you be on holiday during a session? Traveling from one place to another. Say, where are you? Ah, there's test. This is my matric number. Help me write something down. Say, if they catch you, you know you can face 10K. Be responsible. Be responsible. Every believer that will become something in life must be responsible. I want to charge all our men here this morning. Don't be a man looking for a girl who already has a settled job to marry. You should be a plus to her. She should be a plus to you. Somebody say amen. Don't be a girl too that is looking for a man to marry who is already. Some girls say, the man that I must marry must be very wealthy. Wealthy and healthy. Both, both healthy and wealthy. There's nothing bad. But you must know, Rome was not built in a day. It's always good to start with your man and then you are growing together. That's the best. You already have 7 cars before you come in. Then you look at what are you coming to add in into my house? What are you coming to add to my life? I'm ready made. So be responsible. As I round up this morning, nobody's destiny here will be jeopardized. Nobody's destiny here will be jeopardized. As a woman, the man that will marry you will see you as a responsible lady. Every man under the sound of my voice, you will be a responsible man. Every man under the sound of my voice, you will be a responsible man. You will play your quota and your own part in the development of your family. In the church, you will be a responsible man. Say a louder amen. Amen. Say a louder amen. Amen. You will be a responsible person in the name of Jesus. You will not be a disgrace. I say you will not be a disgrace. Get ready. You are about to launch into your destiny full blast. I say you are about to launch into your destiny full blast. And it will not be wasted. I say it will not be wasted. We have so much more, but we'll try in the course of the new month to touch on some of these other points. I believe you have been blessed. If you have been blessed, shout hallelujah. Give Jesus a big clap. It's worthy of our praise. Thank you, Lord.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.